awfully tough opponent ahead of us Saturday. Charleston Southern, a team that has beaten us twice and really beaten us handily twice, have controlled the game up front really both years we played them. They've done a heck of a job, and you know, we've been fortunate enough to win a few games, but we got to find a way to go get ready to play a really, really good football team that's still playing for a share of the conference. A lot on the line for both teams at home this Saturday. So it's another great opportunity that we're obviously going to have to prepare really well to go play a really physical, good football team. And defensively, it's a lot of the same guys we faced before. Their front four is probably as good as you'll find in FCS football. When you look at their stats, they're giving up probably about 110 yards rushing a game. Their five FCS games are giving up about 15 points a game. They're awfully good on defense. And it's a lot of the same guys we played before. So it's not that there's a ton of new guys. They're back in. They got three new guys, but their Mike linebacker's back. Their front four's back. They're good. Offensively, they lost some really good players from a year ago up front and in the backfield. I think they're trying to find their rhythm a little bit, and that's why you see them playing multiple quarterbacks that bring different things to the table. They moved the ball really well last week and just struggled with turnovers in the red zone. So you can see they're starting to find the rhythm of moving the football. They just turned it over and got themselves in a bind a little bit. So and they've always done a really good job in special teams. And I think that's really going to be a key component to the game, along with the turnover aspect of it. It's just the field position, who can make a play in special teams, you know, because it's going to be an awfully physical, tough football game. And it's going to be a great challenge for our program to continue to move forward, continue to get better, and build on the things that have happened in the past. So, playing at home is a huge advantage for us. I think having a great crowd at home is going to have a huge impact on this game. To the students, to the fans, to everybody out there, let's come out and support these guys who've worked awfully hard this season to get to this point. But I can't tell you how much it'll make a difference for that energy coming from the student section and from the crowd, what a difference it'll make in this game. It'll be really impactful. So we're looking forward to a great crowd and a great atmosphere and a chance to continue to build on what we've done going into this weekend. So at this point, I open the floor for questions.
Having not yet gotten over the hump against these guys, can you describe maybe how fired up, how emotionally charged your team is in terms of ready for this game?
Well, I mean, you would hope they would be. I mean, not only the opponent, obviously we have yet to beat them, but shoot, just where we are. You know, I tell them all the time, and I probably told you guys, you know, you win a game, the next one gets bigger. You win another one, the next one gets bigger. You know, and that's just kind of where we are. And, you know, we got to find a way to regroup after a long road trip and a pretty emotional win and regroup and come back and play a really, really good football team. And but I think our kids will be motivated to go play. I don't think that'll be an issue. You know, it's a team we just hadn't had a lot of success against. We can, but we got to go prepare the right way and go take care of business the way we always talk about it. It's taking care of us first. And hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
Coach, you always seem to be able to tell the pulse of the team. Each week there's something different. This week is Charleston Southern is being in first place. What do you do to keep them guys next game? You know, because you flew all the way to Montana, went out there in the snow. Now you're coming back and you're playing a team you haven't beat yet in the program's history. What are you doing? What are you telling the guys to keep down? You don't have to do much to motivate them, but make sure you're doing what you need to do to win this game.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge of today. I think that's the challenge of any program or any team. And, you know, I probably repeat myself during the season a lot. And I'm probably saying, hey, guys, don't worry about what's going on next week. Get lost in the process. Go win Monday. How good can you be on Monday? And when Monday's over, how good can you be on Tuesday? Teams that are successful, they're not caught up in Saturday. They're caught up in what they're doing to prepare for Saturday. And when you get lost in the process, the results usually take care of themselves. That's not 100%. You're going to win and lose some. That's part of it. But when you get lost in the process and you're trying to be so good in your preparation and the process, That's what gives you a chance to be successful. And we've done a good job of that today for the most part. We're going to be challenged here down the stretch because there's going to be so many distractions. People want to talk about conference championships. People want to talk about playoffs. None of that means a hill of beans right now. It doesn't mean anything. What's important is we go out and win Wednesday. And then after we do that, it's focused Thursday. And by gosh, we go win Thursday. And if you don't do that, you're not giving yourself a chance. We tried it last year. We tried looking ahead. We tried chasing rings and all that BS, and we got a butt beat. So the point is, if you want to get better and you want to continue to build on it, you win each day of the week. You get lost in the process, and that's how you give yourself a chance. And I think you could tell by the way I'm communicating right now, it's important. All the other stuff going around is great. Everybody wants to talk about it. That's all fine and good. But what are we doing each and every day to be the best football player and best football team we can be? That's what's important. All that other stuff, rankings, it's all great. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. It's great for the program. It's great recognition. I'm not knocking it, but it don't matter. What matters is we win in Tuesday. We win in Wednesday. We win in Thursday. That gives ourselves a chance to be successful on Saturday. It's not a guarantee, but more times than not, when we take care of our business, we give ourselves a chance to win. And that's really what we got to do. And I gave you way more than you asked for.
Coach, you mentioned how drives can define teams. You guys held the ball for 10 minutes on what ultimately was a game-winning drive. You were on that staff at the Emerald Bowl, that 14-minute drive, that longest drive in NCAA history. You guys always seemed like you were in control on that game-winning drive, that 10-minute drive. What did you learn about your team during that drive?
I'm not going to say. I felt like I was in control the whole time. sounds really good. I'll tell you about our kids. They don't flinch. Third down, fourth down, they just line up. What's the play? Let's go play. And we, you know, that's kind of the way we've been. And since day one, I think it's the nature of how we've played here. We just go play. You know, we don't get caught up. You know, let's go play. And I think that's just a characteristic of our football team. And I give our kids a lot of credit. They, you know, they don't flinch in those situations. You know, and they're critical now. They're critical. I mean, I told y'all I'm aging in dog years on some of these fourth down calls. But it's our kids' credit. They don't flinch. And we've had games this year where we've had to drive the ball at the end of the game to win. We've had games this year where the defense had to make a stop on the last drive or a drive that could be the last drive. I mean, we've had all aspects of it. But I think that goes back to our kids and their belief in what they're doing and their belief in their teammates. And I think it also has a lot to do with the leadership of our football team and how that's changed over time, where we got guys that are saying, hey, man, whether they say it or not verbally, I think it's understood. I mean, we're gonna find a way. May not be pretty, but we're going to find a way. And so to our kids' credit, they've done a great job of that on multiple occasions this year. I go all the way back to Alabama State. I mean, shoot, they got the ball getting ready to go down and score. We got to find a way to stop them, you know. And then, you know, obviously there's been a couple offensive drives lately, but it's been a little bit of both at different times where we've had to make plays in those situations to get it done. So I give our kids the credit, man. They've done a great job making plays when they had to make them.
Can you talk a little about the maturity of your team as it's gone along and maybe areas where you've gotten over the hump this year where you might not have last year or certainly the year before?
Well, I think we've made progress. We've grown up. I think we're still, and it, you know, this week, next week, how it plays out, learning how to handle and manage a college football season and all the things that go with that. And kind of back to your question, all the things that go with that. Good, bad, or indifferent. How do you manage and get yourself ready to play every week? And I think to this point, we've found a way to do that. We haven't always played our best, but we found a way. And truth be told, in the course of a season, you're not going to be up at the highest for every game. If y'all remember, I talked to you a lot early in the season and before the season about can we consistently go out and put a good product on the field? Not be a roller coaster ride where one week it's like, all right, here we are, and then the next week, it's the low of all lows. Can we be more consistent? I think that's been the biggest challenge. I think we've done better. I don't think we're there yet. I think we've definitely made improvement on that, and I think that's where you see a little bit of difference from the leadership and managing a season and the things our kids understand a little bit better than maybe, obviously, last year. Year one's, you know, obviously completely different, but I think even year two, we were still learning, and we're still learning now, but I think we've made some progress on that.
I mean, you talked about their Charleston Southern defensive line and how good it is, that front four. Do you have to talk to your offensive lineman, or they already know what's coming ahead this Saturday?
Yeah, you don't have to talk to them. They know. They know. So they, our guys know. We played against these guys. We know what's coming. We got a pretty good scout defensive line. So they really give a pretty good look. We got a couple young defensive tackles. When they show up, they do a really good job. But, no, our guys know. I mean, we know what the game brings. Most of our guys have played in this game. And so they understand what's ahead and what it's going to take. But it's preparing to go do that. It's going to be the key.
You mentioned the student section earlier. How important is it that they show up this week?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, that, I mean, the stadium being packed and the students being there, that's going to be impactful for us. It just brings an extra energy, and sometimes it's hard to explain it, but it just brings a little extra energy to our kids, and we're going to need that. We're going to need it this week. We're going to need it the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's going to take everything we got, every ounce of energy we got, to go out and get it done. So that'll be impactful, no doubt.
Can you talk about the progression of Chandler Burks as he's kind of grown into the role as the starter? And I mean, he's really been such a key guy for you, and he continues to get better.
Yeah, execute the offense, take care of the football. And I think the best thing he did Saturday was throw the ball away. And we have some things that were called, we talked about, they're a little bit of, but he, you know, we're in field goal range, right for a half. I mean, he could have tried to make something happen, but he threw it away. We kicked field goal. Difference in the game. I mean, there's a lot of plays. I'm not talking about running the ball or the stuff that everybody sees. I'm talking about all the stuff that's huge. But I think right now he's taking care of the ball. He's executing the offense. And the way people are playing us, he's embraced being a runner. Because the nature of the way people are defending us a little bit right now, that's just the way it is. And a lot of, you know, it's been a quarterback, two-back game the last couple of weeks. And that's just, as I've always told you, we kind of play off what the defense is giving us. And that's kind of the way it's been. But he's embraced that. But the biggest thing, I think, for him and I think offensively is taking care of the football. It's huge. And we're able to get some out. I mean, you could sum that game up in one interception if you want to. One turnover. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at it, but you could look at it that way if you want to. So I think taking care of the ball and executing the offense, and he understands what we're trying to get accomplished. You know what I mean? So, and I'm going to tell you, Saturday, from a quarterback perspective, and my coaching career was probably the toughest game a quarterback. I think he, out of 80 plays, he probably had to check over half the plays in the game. Guys, I've never been a part of that now. I've been a part of check, but I've never been a part of that. Not only do you have to execute, the clock's running down, which it was multiple times, and he's trying to get us in the right play just because of all the different looks they were giving us. So, but that's – he understands what we're trying to do, which has been a huge part of what we're doing.
Charleston Southern had a change at the top after last season. What are some of the differences that you're seeing with the impact of the new head coach from their point of view?
Yeah, I think when you look at schematically, there's not a ton of change. Like I said, offensively, I think they're trying to find their rhythm with some changes in personnel. You know, coach has been there. He's an offensive guy. You know what I mean? It's the same stuff. They're just trying to find their way a little bit of what they want to do. But really, schematically, you don't see a ton of difference. They do have a lot of new coaches on staff. But, you know, it's the same four down up front. You know, I mean, it's the same linebacker really playing in the same spot. You know, there's still a gun option team with the ability to throw the football depending on what they want to do and how they want to do it. So not really a ton schematically. You know, little subtleties here and there when you have a new coordinators per se. But from basic stuff, I think it's a lot of similarities to what they've been before on both sides of the ball.
Any update on guys that have missed some time, injuries-wise?
Sam Outlaw's back practicing. Hopefully he'll be back this week. Joe Alexander did not play last week. He'll be back this week. Jace White traveled but did not play, but he'll play this week. He's back up. Daniel David should be back available as the week progresses. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else I'm missing that those are the ones are off the top of my head that have been in flux in the last week or so. So hopefully we're banged up now. But, I mean, you're going into week 10. It is what it is. And we've had a lot of games that have gone down to the wire. And it is what it is. So we're banged up, but we'll regroup, get them ready. And that's partly my job, is to make sure our kids are energized and ready to go. And I'm trying to do everything in my power to do that and get them ready to go and go play.
What are your thoughts on the turnover plank?
So I had to do some homework because I really didn't know a lot about it. So Taylor and I'm sure Taylor and I'm sure Jake know a lot more than I do, but I did ask. So here's what I know about the and I don't think it was even named the turnover plank to begin with. I think it was kind of named like laying the wood, the plank, piece of wood, and it's kind of taken a life of its own. So Tanner Jones, all right, it's one of our scout receivers, finds this plank on spring break. All right, he picks it up, brings it back with him, and I guess in the last few weeks, he decides to bring it to the locker room. And I guess the plank already had a face on it or whatever. It's just a board. And so somehow I think the plank, I think one of our players ended up taking it out to the, I believe it was our last home game, the Gardner Webb game. And I think the plank just kind of hangs out on the sideline and sits on the bench and drinks juice and hangs out. I don't know. And so it's kind of been, I guess it's kind of somehow been given to the person that really more special teams and defense that makes a big play or makes a big hit or has a turnover or whatever it might be. Well, that person kind of ends up with the plank. And the plank's like a person. Like in the game Saturday, the plank had a snow cap on, you know? It was cold out. So plank's sitting over there with his KSU hoodie on and hanging out. And obviously you saw a picture with Taylor with the plank at the end of the game. And I'm finding out, you know, obviously it was an interception, so he got a picture with the plank. Whoever makes the big play gets the plank, I guess, for that next period of time until they go back out on the field. And then the plank goes back and hangs out on the bench. Drinks juice, hangs out, whatever the plank does. So from the best of my knowledge, that's kind of the story on the plank. I had to do some homework. I saw some photos. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm asking our staff. I'm like, whoa. Anybody know anything about this plank? And they all start laughing. So Desmond Johnson's obviously our defensive end, and Desmond's always, you know, but he's kind of sneaky. He's always kind of got something going on. And so I said, could somebody get Desmond in my office? Because I got a feeling if there's something to do with this plank, he knows everything about it. Sure enough, he gave me the whole story in a matter of about 2 minutes of everything about the plank. So anyways, that's what I know, and you can ask these guys a little more. I'm sure I left out some stuff, but you know, I think the bottom line is our kids are having fun, and obviously winning's fun, but this game's supposed to be fun. You know, you're supposed to go out and compete and play hard and all these things, but you know, our kids are having fun, and I want them to have fun. I want them to enjoy it. You know, as long as it's in the right way, you know, I want them to enjoy it and have a good time. The classic to me, I don't know if you guys have seen, I get more kick out of this. Kids make a big play, or like Justin made a field goal, they go over, take them to the barbershop on the sideline. They clean them up, put a towel around them, give them a clean cut, make sure they're all, everything's cleaned up and good. And I never saw it, and all of a sudden, I guess it might have been on one of the TV copies. And I didn't know that either. So I'm just like, man, what's going on the sideline? Because I'm oblivious. And so I'm learning all this stuff here in the last few weeks that's been going on. But at the end of the day, our kids are having fun. And it's supposed to be about our kids having fun. So I gave y'all what I know about that, and I'm sure these guys will tell you a lot more than I can on it.
Did the plank go for scholarship?
Does the plank up for scholarship? I don't know. Depends on how we finish the season. maybe he'll get some more clothes. I don't know. Right now, he's buck naked with a stocking cap. That's it.
Anything else?
We've digressed in here tremendously. We're talking good ball, then it's the plank and everything else.